Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to play, as always. But first, let's clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase Dow Jones. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in each word, that could be used to describe an uptick in the stock market. What is the phrase?
Well, if you swap the J for a G, you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell good news.
Yes, indeed you can, and I would think that it would be good news. All right, Ian. July 10th, 1925 was the first day of the State of Tennessee versus John Thomas Scopes, commonly known as the Scopes Monkey Trial. Scopes, a substitute high school teacher, was accused of violating Tennessee's Butler Act, a law that forbade the teaching of evolution. Spoiler alert, he was found guilty and fined $100, but the verdict was later overturned on a technicality. To commemorate this historic trial, our quiz this week is about monkeys. In 1978, an adaptation of a famous 1939 film was released featuring an African-American cast. In this adaptation, the horde of flying monkeys from the original film is transformed into a gang that rides motorcycles with metal wings. What is the title of the original film?
The Wizard of Oz.
It is The Wizard of Oz, and of course the adaptation was called The Wiz, which starred Diana Ross as Dorothy, Richard Pryor as The Wiz, and Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow. Mizaru, a monkey covering his eyes, Kikazaru, a monkey covering his ears, and Iwazaru, a monkey covering his mouth, originally appeared as a trio over the door of a 17th century Japanese shrine. The monkeys are a pictorial representation of what three-part maxim?
See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Yes, that is correct. And the use of monkeys is because zaru, the ends of their names, is pronounced the same as a form of the word monkey, so the Japanese translation of the phrase could simply be interpreted as the names of three monkeys.
Huh.
Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey is a song that appears on side three of what famous 1968 double album, right after the songs Sexy Sadie and Helter Skelter?
I'm going to say the White Album.
It is the White Album, officially called The Beatles, but you are correct, yes. And that is the longest title of any song ever released by The Beatles. The RH factor, the presence or absence of the RH antigen in red blood cells, is indicated by a positive sign or a negative sign in front of someone's blood type, as in A negative or B positive. This name was chosen because the antigen was discovered when rabbits were injected with red blood cells from what species of monkey?
I will say rhesus.
That is correct, the rhesus monkey. And even though the antigens in humans are different than those in rhesus monkeys, the ones that were used when the factor was named, the term RH is still used for ours as well. And finally, Katie, a white-headed capuchin monkey, is the rally monkey, the unofficial mascot for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim baseball team. Before becoming the rally monkey, Katie starred as Marcel, Ross's pet monkey in season one of what long-running NBC sitcom?
That's Friends.
It is indeed Friends. And apparently on the show, Marcel has a fondness for the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We would just go bananas if you would write to us. So drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
Curious? Go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Scopes Trial. That's Scopestrial. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for a device that emits light and a six-letter word for the branch of physics that studies that device. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.